Every successful entrepreneur has one thing in common: the drive to go beyond the ordinary. And in order to do that, you need the right strategies for optimum performance. Knowledge is the key. If you're a busy multitasker like me, then audiobooks are your best friend. Audible has a plethora of great business books on audio, as well as podcasts, guided wellness programs, and originals you won't find anywhere else. With thousands of titles, Audible helps people get more stories and information through the gift of found time, allowing people to listen while commuting, cooking, exercising, gardening, or relaxing at home. Do yourself and your business a favor. Visit audibletrial.com/growsmarter and get a 30-day free trial on us. That's audibletrial.com/growsmarter. Sometimes creating a video series can feel a lot like going on vacation. Everything is new and exciting, but has the potential to land you wildly over budget. Today we're going to cover some quick tips to creating low-budget, do-it-yourself video series. How to keep your costs low during pre-production. Your best opportunity for saving money is during pre-production. Since you have to pay your crew and actors by the day, and going over by just 1 minute means you'll have to pay them overtime wages, making each of your days crucial for staying on budget. In other words, you need to fully understand your space, lights, creative direction, and talent before filming starts. Here are some quick tips for keeping costs down when you hire a crew, scout locations, rent lights, and finalize your creative direction. First off, you should hire a small crew that's aligned with your vision. Ideally, you should aim to hire a director, director of photography, sound producer, and a gaffer, you know, a lighting technician and a head electrician, who are all aligned with your creative vision and direction. Any arguing or pushback will be a big time suck once you're on set. And if you can find you have extra room in your budget, you could hire a grip, you know, someone who can handle the camera equipment, and a production assistant to fill out your crew. Once your team is in place, run a meeting where you can make a plan for the shoot, scheduling each day down to the minute to keep everything on track. Find experts to help you scout locations. When you hire a director of photography and a sound producer, work out a deal with them that stipulates they'll scout locations for free. Sometimes high-end professionals will charge you for scouting if you don't set something up beforehand. That can add up pretty quickly. So once you have that worked out, ask your sound producer to scout locations and see if you can realistically record audio there. You don't want to be scrambling to find new locations on your shooting days because the sound is poor. You know, a lot of things can go wrong on set, but if you prepare for them, they won't be a problem. Along the same lines, you should do a walkthrough of your space with your director of photography ahead of time to anticipate all the variables that can spring up when you actually shoot. A lot of things can go wrong on set, but if you prepare for them, they won't be a problem. Plus, the director of photography needs to figure out how to light each scene and how quickly they can set the lights up. This will also help them figure out what lights to rent, saving you from wasting money on lights that you don't need. And of course, keep your lighting simple. Unless you're making a Hollywood film production, you probably don't need to rent a 3-ton or a 5-ton grip truck. A grip truck is essentially a truck that's chock full with all the lighting you can imagine for a shoot. Instead, you can just rent the lights that the director of photography says they need after scouting, especially if you're doing an interview series. By doing so, you're avoiding additional cost, because most rental houses will also make you hire one of their drivers with a special license just to drive the truck. And naturally, send scripts and questions ahead of time. If you're creating an interview series, it's a good idea to send the script and the questions to your interviewees ahead of time. This will ensure that they understand each episode's creative direction, that they're on board with the plan, and can send you any additional talking points they want to cover during the interview. Once you've got that locked in, plan to capture one-liners or wild lines that you can stitch into your videos during post-production, like an interviewee's company's slogan. It's always better to have an excess of footage than not enough. Stay on track during production to the best of your ability. While there aren't as many opportunities to save money during the production compared to the pre-production phase, you can still cut costs by respecting your crew's creativity and even their diets. And please, don't micromanage your department heads. You hired your production crew for a reason, and it's best to let them work their magic. Giving them the space also allows them to turn the production into their own creation, which gets them more emotionally invested in the project and brings out their passion. Monitoring and dictating their every move wastes time and causes arguments that waste even more time. Give them the overarching direction and get out of their way. However, make sure to rein them back in if they start to veer off course. Keep healthy food on hand. Though it might be tempting, don't buy high-fat, high-carb food like pizza. For lunch, especially. Your crew will become lethargic and it will slow things down. Spending a little more money on healthy food to keep people energized throughout the day will save you money at the end of your production. And how to avoid budget-busting issues in post-production? During the post-production phase, laying down the ground rules with your editor and backing up all your raw footage and audio are the most effective ways to keep costs low. Negotiate how many drafts your editor is willing to do. When you negotiate drafts beforehand, you'll be able to tell your editor exactly how you want to change each draft, which makes things more time and cost efficient. If you don't specify how many drafts or revisions they're willing to do, they could charge you for any additional edits that they complete. And here's a pro tip. Send your editor an outline of your production's creative direction to ensure that the first draft is as close to done as possible. And back up all your footage and audio. If you lose any of it, you'll have to reshoot and re-record, rehire the crew, and rehire the actors. If you're creating an interview series, you'll have to ask interviewees to redo their interviews, which could annoy them, and of all these efforts can bust your video series budget. Preparing now will save you money later. Hiring a crew and creating a video series might seem like an expensive endeavor, especially if you're hit with unexpected costs and tight deadlines, but if you can prepare for both, your production will operate smoothly and affordably. So grab those passports, put a tiny umbrella in your seltzer, and get all the stages of your production plans in order, because you're about to go on a series creating trip. Please remember to rate and review the show. It really helps new listeners find us. We welcome you to leave comments because we read everyone, and it definitely helps tremendously with improvements to the show. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or Spotify so you never miss an episode.